Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, April 3rd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn up 4.5 cents, 665, May wheat up 12.75 cents at 705, and May beans up 11.75 cents at 1517.25. We did have some sales this morning, 150,000 metric tons of new crop corn to Mexico, 20,000 metric tons of soy oil for this year to unknown. The big news this morning is the crude oil was up as much as $6 a barrel overnight on OPEC cutting oil production by 1.16 million barrels a day. Right now, we're only up $4.18 a barrel, but obviously still strong. The question becomes, this is a voluntary cut. Will the other OPEC nations go along with it? People are saying because it's being led by the Saudis, they will comply. I doubt it myself, but we'll see what happens with the marketplace here today. The Dow Jones right now is up about 100 points. Meal was actually lower overnight, down $1.40, but the oil was strong, up 118 ticks. Obviously, we've got more carry out or more carry follow through from the report on Friday. It was bullish corn and beans, certainly a little bit friendly on the wheat markets, with the exception of the acres. The acres on corn and wheat were a little bit bearish, but the stock numbers really imply that we have to grow a really big crop this year all the way around corn, wheat, and beans. And that just doesn't seem that likely now with the Southwest still very dry, no real rain in the forecast for Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas. So that's going to be an ongoing problem and shrinking crops there. Argentina says their early yields are coming in worse than expected. But the Argentinians are going to have a 270 to 300 peso exchange rate for Argentinian farmers selling soybeans. That's up from Friday's close at 209. So overall, you know, I really don't see anything too bearish here, particularly for old crop. New crop, beans ought to be relatively strong. New crop corn should be probably the weakest out here. But overall, you know, old crops, in my opinion, should gain on new crop. Corn, wheat, and beans ought to all be relatively strong here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.